The NBA Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by BetQL. BetQL is your home for the info you need to make yourself a smarter better. NBA, college basketball, and NHL, they got you covered. Just go to BetQL.com, promo code SGP30. That's BetQL.com, promo code SGP30 for 30% off. We're also brought to you by Better Than Vegas. Better Than Vegas is the home for avid sports bettors, providing insights, analysis, and free betting picks. Better Than Vegas, it's like YouTube for sports betting. Make sure to subscribe to our page so you don't miss a pick. SportsGamblingPodcast.com/BTV. That's SportsGamblingPodcast.com/BTV. We're also brought to you by Better Edge. Better Edge is your home for no vig betting. That's right, no vig betting that's legal in 40 states. Sign up at BetterEdge.com, promo code SGP for a free $10 bet. That's BETTOREdge.com, promo code SGP. What's up, B-Gens? It's the Oracle from Oakland, a.k.a. the Big Proppa. Dan Titus here with the NBA Gambling Podcast for the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. Got a special guest in the building, the king of the H-Town, resident, expert, proper, and money-making Mitch Munav. What's up, man? How you feeling today?
I'm doing well, man. I'm excited for this, man. Me and you getting together for the first time. Hopefully, we do a lot more in the for the rest of the season, but I'm looking forward to this, man. It should be a lot of fun.
Absolutely, man. And if you guys don't know all the D-gens, this man has been hitting very much lately. So if you need any picks, any recommendations, this is your guy. And where can they find you, Munav, on Twitter?
You can find me on Twitter at SportsNerd824. DM me or tweet at me. I'm usually good responding. And then also join our Slack channel, man. Our NBA Slack channel is always popping. So a lot of good guys in there. And I'm usually pretty good at responding.
Dope, dope. That sounds great, man. And you can find me at It's Dan Titus on Twitter. Hit me up as well, man. Got plenty of prop plays for you guys today. Got an exciting 6-game slate. But before we get into that, just want to give a quick rundown of what happened last night. So I think one of the most telling things last night, the Lakers getting smashed. I mean, blown out by Utah, 114-89. More telling, Utah is now 21-3 against the spread in their last 24 games. I mean, damn, what is up with Utah, man? They're just flaming out everybody, it seems like.
Man, it's incredible to see what they're doing. You know, they were this hype team last season, and then they kind of flamed out in that first round against Denver. But, you know, this season they've come back. I mean, they're healthy. These guys are getting the threes up. They're knocking the threes down. Donovan Mitchell's playing well. Rudy Gobert's been that anchor or rim protector for them. So, you know, but Conley's been good, and Jordan Clarkson, man, I think he's already locked up sixth man of the year for this team. So the pieces are coming all together for them, and got to give Quinn Snyder a lot of credit for their success so far. Hopefully it translates for them into the playoffs. So that's where the real test will be for them.
Yeah, that's going to be the biggest question. I think Quinn Snyder, you're right. I think he's probably lockstep with Monty Williams as coach of the year. You were spot on with Jordan Clarkson. He's my favorite for sixth man of the year right now. And who knows, maybe they get a clean sweep. Gobert getting defensive player of the year considerations. And Donovan Mitchell, I mean, he stepped up his play as of late with Mike Conley out. But we'll see how this translates into the real playoffs, man, because you know what happened last time. So it's going to be a good thing to watch for sure. And then going back to staying in the Western Conference, the Warriors came out as the victors as 1.5-point dogs against the Pacers. Final score of 111-107. It went the under. I know there's probably a lot of people out there that were leaning on the Pacers in a home matchup, but you know, Steph Curry and the Warriors came out on top. And then we had the Hawks made easy work out of the Boston Celtics. On a road matchup, beating them 127-112 as home underdogs. I mean, it hit the over. Are you concerned about Boston? Are you betting on them right now? Like, even on a prop level, you know, Jason Tatum, his prop line yesterday was 27.5, and he only got 13 points. Like, man, we gotta call to some things into question here.
Yeah, I'm really concerned about Boston here. I mean, Jason Tatum, you know, last night, rough night, right? 4 of 20, only had 13 points. Jaylen Brown, 6 of 16, 17 points. So that's not going to get it done for Boston, right? And I'm not sure what Danny Ainge is waiting for. I mean, he's had, I think, multiple opportunities to get superstar players when Anthony Davis was available. Even James Harden was available this season. So he's had the opportunity. It's not like they don't have the assets to land some of these big time superstars, and that's what they need. But I think the thing that killed him last night was Gallo, right? 10 of 12 from 3-point land, 13 of 16 from the field, 38 points. Trae Young, you know, he went off last night because he got snubbed. So it was a good shooting night for Atlanta. So you got to give them credit. But yeah, Boston, I don't know what's going on, man. If they don't get it together real soon here after the All-Star break, I'm not sure if they're going to make the playoffs even.
Dude, they're on the fence right now, man. I my hot take for the year was that the Knicks are going to sneak into the playoffs, and right now, man, they're right behind them. So you're right, and I think they got to make a move. This is all on Danny Ainge now. Like, they got to acquire some kind of a big man or front court presence to do something, because they can't just lean on. In the beginning of the season, we thought that Tatum and Brown would be enough. They're both ascending players, but Kemba Walker still dealing with a bulky knee, hasn't really showed out to the expectations of most people. There's going to be some questions come into play. And, you know, I've been wondering, when's the conversation turned to Brad Stevens on possibly, you know, maybe getting their younger players a little bit more time, or, I don't know, better rotations. But this all comes down to Danny Ainge and need to put more talent around him.
Yeah, and I'm not sure if Kemba Walker is going to be around to this team come trade deadline. He's been struggling all season too, so... It'll be interesting to see what happens in Boston there.
Yep. And then going down south, the Miami Heat, are they actually heating up now? They beat the Raptors 116 to 108 to cover. And it's surprising, hit the over. I was betting the under here. I figured that this was going to be a dogfight. But it turns out, you know, the Heat wind up stepping up their offense. Played a great game, got a lot of involvement from Jimmy Butler, Duncan Robinson, Bam Adebayo. What do we think about the Raptors? Do you have any concerns about them and their prospects of possibly missing the playoffs?
Yeah, I think Raptors, I think, were playing well. I think this was going to be a letdown spot for them. I mean, they came off of two big games against the Sixers. You know, they won the first game of that mini series and lost the second one. So I think a lot of energy went into that game, but the biggest thing for the Raptors, they do need to acquire a big man.
Yep.
And they don't have that anchor in the paint where a guy can protect the rim and get rebounds for them, right? So I don't know if they can acquire an Andre Drummond or some of these. Yeah, if Hassan Whiteside gets bought out and if they pick him up, so they need one of those type of players. So I think Toronto will be okay. These guys have ballers on that team. You know, Fred VanVleet's been playing well. Pascal Siakam looks like he's playing well. I think the biggest question is going to be, is Kyle Lowry going to be on this team come trade deadline? And I saw a report this morning that the Sixers might be interested in acquiring him. So I know you're a Sixers fan. So what do you think about that?
Man, bring him home, bring him home, bring him home. Yeah, man, I would love him. Played ball at Villanova, grew up in Philly. So like, I love it. And it's one thing that the Sixers need is bench support, because their bench is god awful. It's seen several different times if either Embiid's off the floor or they send out this unit of Furkan Korkmaz, Mike Scott. Mike Scott shouldn't even be rostered right now.
Yeah.
They definitely need that backcourt help. And Shake Milton still going through some injuries. They got the rookie Tyrese Maxey, who I like a lot, but doesn't seem like Doc Rivers wants to trust him with the minutes just yet. So bring in the vet. Let's get some action off the bench. And I think you're right. You know, the Toronto Raptors have a lot of talent at the guard spot. Norman Powell's been playing well. They got Terrence Davis coming off the bench, who's a really good talent. And Fred VanVleet. So they've obviously invested in him for the long term. Lowry, the 14-year vet. Yes, he's been probably the best Raptor of all time. But his time could be up. We'll see. Want to gain an advantage over the sportsbook when it comes to betting? You need to download BetQL, the only app you'll need to make smart bets. BetQL has sharp data for college basketball, NBA, and NHL. So if you want an inside edge for who the pros are backing, you need to check out BetQL. Plus, they have tons of sportsbook offers for your slate. Head to the App Store and Google Play Store to download BetQL. And make sure Enter code SGP30 for 30% off of your first subscription. That's promo code SGP30 at BetQL.com. Remember, bet smarter, not harder. And so going along, probably the biggest upset of the night, the Hornets taking down the Suns as 9-point dogs, winning outright and also hitting the over. Man, I was shocked about that one. Like, I know this was a letdown on the Suns, but I did not see the young Hornets coming in to Phoenix and taking them out. What did you think of that game?
Yeah, so we actually had a player prop on Devin Booker on the over 25, 26 and a half points. So that cashed for us right there in that late fourth quarter. But I think in this game, I was watching this game, was that the Suns were in control early on. They were up by 10 or 12 points. And then Devin Booker picked up that fourth foul really early in that third quarter. And that's where Charlotte kind of took over, right? He didn't play for the rest of that quarter. And by the time he got to the fourth quarter, they kind of made a game out of it, but LaMelo Ball and Terry Rozier and those guys kind of took over down the stretch there. And Malik Monk, phenomenal Malik game Monk. For him last night, man. He balled out last night, 29 points for him last night. So, I had Phoenix picked last night, but you got to give Charlotte credit, man. These guys have some good players on this team and they're playing well.
Yeah, you got to figure now, you know, Devontae Graham, since he's been in and out of the lineup with a personal groin injury, now a knee injury, when he returns, you know, I'm expecting him to come off the bench now, right? Like, it seems like Terry Rozier and LaMelo Ball really have a nice chemistry. They're getting some more W's in the win column. They look like they've had like a nice resurgence with LaMelo at the point guard position. So obviously the front runner for rookie of the year right now.
Yeah.
I like where the Charlotte Hornets are trending. And my original pick for, you know, when they were playing kind of mediocre in the middle of the season, when Cody Zeller went down, I thought Drummond was going to possibly end up in Charlotte, but I think he's probably going to have more contending suitors for him on the market.
Yeah. And just like Toronto, they have kind of have a log jam at the guard position too. So they have some trade pieces that can either, you know, maybe not Rozier, but maybe Devontae Graham's a trade piece for them. I don't know what, or even Malik Monk. So, want to go out and get another veteran or a big man inside, it'll be interesting to see.
Yeah, I think that's a great point, because Malik Monk's kind of been an enigma. Like, he's never really cracked the lineup. He's never been a consistent starter or player for the Hornets. So I wouldn't be surprised if they've, you know, just found a way to get him convenient minutes right now, right around the deadline, to see if they can get the best value for him. And then closing out, we got the Pelicans beating the Pistons 128-118. Without Jeremy Grant, they managed to cover as 11-point dogs for the Pistons, which I thought was a bit of a surprise. Also, OKC took down the Spurs in a close bout, 102-99, only favored once this season, the Pelicans, which was just a mind-blowing stat to me. Stacking Money Green told me yesterday on the Let It Ride that was the case, man. Crazy that the OKC Thunder just don't get any more respect by Vegas here.
Yeah, and SGA, man, what a game for him last night. That was one of our other player props. We took over on his points, and man, that guy dropped 42 last night. This guy's going to be, I think he's going to be an up-and-coming star for this team, a good guard to build around for the Thunder, and they have just so many draft picks and so many assets that they can go out and trade and get another piece next to him or a couple pieces. And it's going to be, I'm really excited to watch SGA, man. And he played really well last night.
Yeah. I love what Sam Presti did over there. You know, he's got this youth movement. He's got a bunch of players, young talent that are going to get an opportunity to play more time. You see Al Horford resting every other game, but you know, they got so many assets, draft capital. They're going to be building a roster around SGA for the future. So it's going to be great to see, man. And I love to see that he's back in the lineup after being in and out of the lineup with a knee injury.
Yeah, and Luke Dort hit that game-winning three-pointer, man. That was awesome. Right at the buzzer. That was awesome.
That
big
was
big win for them. So, yeah.
Oh yeah. Cleveland surprised Houston as 4-point dogs, taking it 112-96. And then lastly, the OT thriller, Zach LaVine, the All-Star, going off for 30 plus yet again, sinking the T-Wolves in a 133-126 victory, helping the Bulls to cover their 4.5 points and also hit the over. Any thoughts on LaVine or the Bulls and where they're trending?
Yeah, LaVine played really well. I mean, he's been having a great season. Deservedly so, made the All-Star team. So, you know, kudos to the Chicago Bulls. They're playing really well. And they finally, I think they're getting healthy and they're winning some games. They've won, what, three in a row here.
Yep.
So they're playing well, man. And I think they're, what, that eighth seed right now in the Eastern Conference, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah, man. They're creeping.
So, yeah, man. So if these guys have some young, good talent with Kobe White, PJ Williams was a great pick for them in this past draft. Wendell Carter Jr. is finally healthy. He's playing well and led by Zach LaVine. So, you know, I'm excited. I like watching this team, these young Gooper guys. So they've been fun to watch. And this was another pick that we had on the over in this game last night. So that one cashed for us too. So we had a good night last night. Hopefully we can continue that into tonight.
Yeah. So join the Slack, man. It's popping on and popping, yeah. Getting money. Better Edge, allowing you to buy and sell betting positions like a stock market. The best part is, it allows you to bet with no VIG. Since you're buying positions from other sports bettors, there's no house. That's right, no VIG betting. Legal in more than 40 states, it's sports betting without a VIG. You literally can't beat it. Sign up today at BetterEdge.com and use promo code SGP for a free $10 bet. That's BETTOREdge.com, promo code SGP. All right, so let's get into the tonight's six-game slate. Starting off to get off the Thursday night event, we got Mavs at Sixers with a total at 227.5. Philly is 5-point favorites at home. They're 10-5 against the spread at home, 13-2 overall at home, while the Mavs are 7-7 on the road and 4-5 as road dogs. Seth Curry is going to be questionable tonight. He missed the last game. And then also Kristaps Porzingis is also going to be questionable. I also wonder, is he on the trade block with all these rumors surfacing of him potentially being available for trade? But we'll get into that another time. I like Philly here. I said it on Let It Ride last night. I didn't even know what the line was, but I was taking Philly. I think they tend to play a lot better at home versus on the road. I think this is a good matchup for them with the Mavs possibly playing a little bit slowed. But I don't know if I want to touch the total. What about you? What are your thoughts there, Manaf?
Yeah, I agree with you 100% on Sixers tonight. Being at home, watching conference opponent coming in after a big win against Boston, they had with Luka hitting that dagger three at the end. So I like Philly here. I agree with you. I think this should be a big game for Joel Embiid. You know, he struggled against the Raptors a little bit shooting the ball. Yeah. So I'm not sure who's going to be able to contain Joel Embiid inside. They don't really have that big physical body that can contain him. So I'm looking for Joel to go off tonight. As far as the total, I would lean towards the under in this game. I think Philly's a better defensive team than Boston was last night, even though that game or last time they played last time that game went under. But you know, there's something about these TNT games that go under for some reason. I've noticed that, but, I'm taking Philly on the spread. And I like the Joel Embiid props tonight also.
Dope. Yeah. So my prop, I'm going to go Luka over 8.5 assists, -105. You can get that most places, but I saw it at PointsBet. Yeah. I don't know. I do like the Philly defense. I think that they're very good at playing against point guards, especially preventing them from scoring. However, we did see some success of the Toronto Raptors lately. Fred VanVleet, namely, going up. I think the first game of the two game set that they had, he had 9 assists. So I think Luka can get that pretty easily. And at almost even odds, you know, I kind of like the chances there. So let's go to the next one. We got the Orlando Magic going up against the Brooklyn Nets in Brooklyn with a total of 228. We got the Nets as 8.5-point favorites at home. The Nets riding a 7-game winning streak. And in the last meeting, the Nets took it 122-115 with KD in the lineup. Obviously, KD is still nursing the hamstring injury, so he's going to be out. In the last 10, the Nets are 7-3 against the spread, while Orlando is 6-4. What do we think here? I think I'm leaning towards the Magic 8.5. I like the odds there. I think that they'll probably keep it more competitive. You know, we don't have KD in the lineup, so being that they only won by 7 points with KD there, I think we can make up a little bit of margin there. So the Nets are also 4-7 at home as home favorite. So I'm leaning towards the Magic here. What are your thoughts there?
Yeah, I think last time we were on either Locker Room with Ryan and Zach or one of the last pod, I'd mentioned that the Nets, if they're favored by 4 points or more this season, they were like 4-13 against the spread. And obviously they did cover against the Kings in the last game, but Kings are just a terrible defensive team. But I agree with you again. I got to stay with the Magic here tonight. I think Vucevic is going to feast tonight. There's nobody that really can stop him. DeAndre yep. Jordan, I think he's just washed now. So I think the Nets are going to have to pick up a big man here if it's a buyout market or via trade. But I like Orlando on the spread tonight. I'm staying away from this total again. I'm not sure if Orlando will be able to score enough points. I mean, I think we'll see a better defensive effort from Orlando tonight to kind of contain Brooklyn. But one prop I love for this game, and James Harden, you know, when he was with the Rockets, since I'm just going to rattle off some numbers here quick. In the 2017-2018 season, one game they played Orlando, he scored 60. 2018-2019, two games, he dropped 39, 10, and 9. And then last season, 2019 and 20 in two games, he averaged 38.5, six boards, and about 7 assists. So if you're looking at James Harden continuing his hot hand, I mean, he's been dropping a triple-double every single game almost. So that might be something to look at tonight's points, rebounds, and assists to go over, because he's kind of been playing that point guard role and really leading this Nets team in their winning streak.
Damn, I love you digging in the crates there, man. That's some nice stats there. And it's clearly Harden has something against the Orlando Magic if he's cooking them like that. So I like that. So my prop, a little obscure here. I'm going to go Terrence Ross over 2.5 three-pointers. For some reason, this is plus odds at DraftKings, 110. He's hit that in his last six contests. And like you, I'm a little bit intimidated by that total, but I do have a funny feeling that, you know, Terrence Ross is going to be chucking, whether he's trying to keep up with Kyrie or Harding or a combination of both, Joe Harris. I think he's going to be able to pop off with at least three-pointers. So that's my prop that I'm going to go with. Switching gears, we're going to go into Madison Square Garden, where the Sacramento Kings visit the New York Knicks. I have a joke in one of my group chats with the homies that we don't even refer to the Knicks as the Knicks. They're the we call them the Tax. Don't even refer to them as the Knicks, the trash ass Knicks. And to be honest, like I'm actually kind of surprised, because they've been playing really good under Tibbs, man. Like, I know the Derrick Rose acquisition may not have looked that glamorous, but he's got a solid rotation now where he's working with it. They re-signed Taj Gibson. They're getting him into the fold. They lost Mitchell Robinson. Don't worry about it. We got Nerlens Noel to back him up. Now, while I don't think that that's like a formula for huge success, it's at least, you know, it's a payoff. It's a playoff opportunity at least. So, so the Knicks are 1.5-point favorites. They boast the third best defensive efficiency rating in the NBA, which is wild. And then the Kings are struggling on the road. They're 5-8. They did win the last matchup in Sactown, 103-94. And the Kings are 21-10 on the overs, Knicks 10-22. I'm not going to make a pick, because this is pretty much a pick 'em, but I'm going to go with the under here at 224.5. And I'm leaning towards defense over offense. I think that the Knicks at home will play, will slow the pace, will kind of slow down the Tyrese Halliburtons, the De'Aaron Foxes. I think it's going to be a low scoring affair, but want to get your take there.
Yeah. We had discussed this on the pod yesterday with McKee. And I think this is a good spot for the Knicks, being a short favorite at home, 1.5 points. I think it opened up at -1. It climbed a point. Half a point. But I think it's a good spot for the Knicks. Tibbs has his guys playing well, man. They're playing hard. Julius Randle having an all-star season. Congrats to him to make the all-star team, and he's been playing well. Sure. They have a lot of good pieces on this team. So I'm going to take the Knicks full game on the spread, but I also like the Knicks first half. And I know this has been a big trend that's been circling in the gambling Twitter, but Knicks are 10-0. In their last 10 games in the first half, 22-9-1 for the season, 10-5 at home. So why not continue riding that until it's not cashing anymore, right? So it doesn't make sense to go the other way. So Knicks first half is probably my favorite bet than taking the full game spread here. But RJ Barrett tonight, I like him to go over 24.5 points, rebounds, and assists. Sacramento is just struggling against the shooting guard position. They are one of the worst defenses against at that position. So I'm hoping that RJ Barrett has a bounce back game tonight. He's been having a rough couple games here for the Knicks. So this should be a good bounce back spot for him against a bad defense.
Yeah, 24.5 points, rebounds, assists is pretty modest. And you know, one of the things I was talking about on the Stretch 4 podcast, the NBA podcast that I host, was that I'm a bit concerned about his minutes allocation. His minutes have dropped significantly over the past like five games, where he's not even seeing 30 minutes in some cases, which is very concerning. But, you know, 24.5, he could definitely fill the stat sheet for that. So I think that's a good call. My prop, I'm going to go with Rashawn Holmes over 11.5 points, -110, excuse me. So Hassan Whiteside's going to be out. And typically when he's out, Rashawn Holmes will see 30 plus minutes. You know, we stated earlier how Mitchell Robinson is no longer controlling the paint. Yes, Nerlens Noel is there, but I think that this is a pretty comfortable line for Rashawn Holmes. He scored 18-11 in his last contest, assuming he is fully healthy. I think he'll go this over. My one flyer pick, Tyrese Haliburton over 4.5 rebounds at plus odds 125. I just love what the kid is doing, man. John Jackson was talking yesterday on Let It Ride, and man, what do you have, like eight? I think he's got almost a triple double in the last two games. So I think this kid is ascending. I think he's second in the rookie of the year honors right now. I think he just surpassed, you know, the Wisemans and others. So I think he's going to have a success today, but we'll see how it pans out. So let's kick it to, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I was just going to mention his minutes are up too. In the last game against the Nets, he played 40 minutes, 35 against the Bucks, 33 against the Bulls. In those last two games, he had 23 each and then 9 assists and 8 assists. So yeah, he's trending up to getting more playing time. So that's a great look.
Better than Vegas. It's like YouTube, but for what degens only care about, sports betting. The best part is you'll be able to get free video picks from the SGPN crew. Make sure you subscribe to the SGPN page, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV, so you don't miss any of our videos. If you're subscribed, you'll get a notification every time a new SGPN video is posted. So go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV to subscribe to our Better Than Vegas page. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. So then moving on, we got the Wizards visiting Mile High, going against the Nuggets at 236.5 at the total. So we got the Nuggets at 7-point favorites. Washington, they're tops in the league in terms of pace and number of possessions per 100 possessions. The Wizards actually got the best of the Nuggets last week, beating them by 2 with a game total of 258. So Washington in their last 10, they're 6-4, while Denver is 3-10. Now, interestingly enough, this is the first leg of a back-to-back for the Nuggets, and Nikola Jokic popped up on the injury report. Now, I decided to take the Washington against the spread here, as well as the over, which I feel like it feels very chalky. So to combat that, I'm going to go the under on Nikola Jokic, 28.5 points, -106, which he's coming off dropping 41 points in a win last game. So that's probably a very unpopular pick and selection there. But I think in the first leg of a back-to-back, I have a funny feeling that we're not going to see full Jokic tonight.
Yeah, the only concern with that is Washington is one of the worst defenses against the center position, but that's more geared towards their rebounding and block shots and assists. So, we might see some of the other guys step up. You know, Jamal Murray might have a big game for the Nuggets tonight. So if Jokic isn't, I think he'll be able to go because he's a pretty durable guy. I know, like you mentioned, they're on a back-to-back, but it's over or no bet with these two teams, man. I mean, I think you have to have some solid stones to take the under, but you know, like you mentioned, Washington number one in possessions per game. They like pushing the pace, and they did that against the Clippers the other night where they were getting up and down the floor. They were able to knock down shots, but this is too much firepower for the Clippers, for the Washington Wizards to stay up with. It finally seems like that Bradley Beal and Russell Westbrook has kind of worked out the kinks, and they've got more playing time together. And they look like they have that chemistry going. They had covered five straight games before the Clippers lost. So I'll stay with you on this, on taking Washington tonight on the points. You know, I'm expecting a big game from Beal and Westbrook again. And if these guys are able to knock down their 3-point shots, this might be a maybe even a money line play on the Wizards. So I like the way they're playing. Yeah, I like the way the Wizards are playing. So let's go Wizards in the over tonight.
Dope. All right, and then we're gonna go into the second to last game. We have the Clippers. The Clippers going to Memphis. We got a 225.5 total. The Clippers are 8-point favorites. Both teams have been struggling against the spread in the last 10, with the Clips going 5-5 and the Grizzlies 4-6. I'm going to go to the over on this game. I feel like the pace is going to be a bit up, but I don't want to mess with the line. I just don't have a really good feeling about either one of the teams, but I'm just going to root for a shootout. And for my props, I'm going to go Valanciunas over 15.5 points at -110. Feels pretty comfortable against a Clippers team that isn't very good in terms of guarding opposing centers. And, you know, the Grizzlies are, you know, a top 10 team in terms of points in the paint this season with Valanciunas. So I like his matchup against Zubac and Serge Ibaka, or whoever else they're going to throw at him.
Yeah. Like you mentioned, Memphis number one in points in the paint this season, right? So I like the over angle on this game. You know, Clippers are the number one 3-point percentage shooting team in the NBA so far this season. So they have some snipers on this team. And that might be a big concern for Memphis. They're number 27 in 3-point percentage allowed, number 25 in makes allowed. And so if the Clippers are going to knock down their 3-point shots now, which they should, I don't see a reason why they wouldn't be. This might be a long game for Memphis tonight. I like Clippers on the points here tonight. And I also like Clippers team total over, I think it's around 116. Let me just double check really quick. I think I saw it around that number this morning. Let's see. Yeah, 116.5. So I like that Clippers team total over 116.5. You might want to take a look at some 3-point shooting props for the Clipper players, maybe a Nicholas Batum over or a Paul George. He's been playing really well this season. So that's another angle to look at in this game.
Yeah, that's a great call. I love the analysis on the lack of 3-point defending by Memphis. That's a huge gap there.
Yeah.
And so to take it to the nightcap, we got the highest point total of the night. The New Orleans Pelicans going up against the Milwaukee Bucks. 242 with the Bucks 9-point favorites. We got the Pelicans on a back-to-back here. The Bucks are 12-4 at home. They're riding a 3-game win streak, looking for their fourth. I like the Bucks here, 9-point favorites. I'm going to roll with the Bucks on the points. Don't have any props for this one. I think I'm just going to sit back and enjoy all the, I don't know, I'm going to be sweating tonight on some of my picks. So I'm going to take this time to just watch the game. But what do you got for this one, Manaf?
Yeah, this is a big total and for a reason, right? I mean, Bucks number one, I think they're the best offensive efficiency team in the league. I'm concerned about the Pelicans defense. So that bodes right into your pick by taking the Bucks on the spread. Last night, they gave up 118 to a Pistons team that was really struggling to score the basketball. And they were without Jeremy Grant. Right. Obviously, no Derrick Rose anymore, and they're looking for a trade for Blake Griffin. So that's three of your top scorers, and you still give up 118 to a Pistons team that was been really struggling to score, like I said. So, and now they're on a back-to-back situation. So Milwaukee should take care of business here tonight in a bit of a revenge spot for them. I know they played earlier this season, and Bucks lost that game in New Orleans. So revenge spot for the Bucks, back-to-back situation for the Pelicans here tonight. So give me the Bucks on the spread here tonight. And this total's high for a reason. So I also take the over on the 242, even though it's a big total.
That's dope, man. I feel you, man. Like, great point on the Pelicans' lack of defense against one of the worst teams in the league, man. So, you know, if the Pistons could score 118 on the second leg of a back to back, I'd hate to see what the Bucks do at home against a team like that. So that just sounds like ripe for opportunity. So that really covers our slate for tonight. Make sure to check our Slack channel, all you D-gens. We're going to have picks firing throughout the day. I know as soon as we get off of this, I got to go check my Top Shot. Make sure I get in the queue because there's another drop coming very soon. I'm really excited for it because I didn't have a chance at any of the other stress tests. So hopefully I can snag something good, but make sure you guys continue to listen to all the Sports Gambling Podcast Network articles, videos, all the content that we're pushing. Make sure to follow us on Spotify. And then we'll check back in with you on Friday, where we'll have another locker room chat. You can see Manaf in there. I'll probably join the mix as well, just firing out new player props and giving you guys some opportunities to get some cash. So with that, we'll send it off. Take care, fellas. We'll see you next time.